Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
So, Jay Reinhart, we talk all the time about the lack of inventory, which is driving the prices of houses higher. Where is all this originating from?
Well, Manny, it originated really all the way back to the recession, but then really took off with COVID. We lost a lot of people that were working outside, working in trades. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to put back together the crews to be able to do the work that we need to deliver the houses in our area. And when you can't deliver with the workers, then that puts pressure on the supply chain. It puts pressure on the ability of a builder to put that house in the ground and finish it. Again, delaying it going into the stream of commerce so we can sell it. Not only that, Manning, but we just are not producing the people that can be the tradesmen, the plumbers, the electricians, the master carpenters that will come and do these trades. So it does put pressure on what a builder can put into the stream of commerce.
And what most people don't seem to understand, in the trades today, it's easy to make six figures.
That's right. Some young people that I've talked to, I've encouraged them not to go down to Columbia to go to school, but actually to come and stay right here in our area, go to York Tech, become a journeyman, and actually come out of school with a two-year degree with a career.
It seems so simple, but until we resolve these issues about an adequate supply of labor, we're probably still going to have this escalating price problem.
That's right. It's a supply and demand problem, and part of that supply problem is our lack of journeymen and tradesmen.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.